This is New England Public Radio News. General Electric and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency are battling over the last stretch of the PCB cleanup of the Housatonic River in Massachusetts, from Pittsfield through Great Barrington. GE is appealing the government's cleanup plan. One big issue is where to put the toxic PCBs that are dug up from the river. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Fisherman Chris Windrum leads the way to the river, past a sign warning people not to eat the fish because of PCBs.
All right, we're in it.
Standing in the Housatonic.
Although the river contains a toxin, the water sparkles in the bright sun, and there's fish. If Windrum was going for trout today, he'd use a lure that mimics an insect that he spots under the water.
Here's probably a stonefly nymph right here. Anytime the insects are active like this, the fish may be active too.
The relationship between fish and insects provides a lesson on how PCBs climb up the food chain. The toxin binds to sediment on the river bottom. Insects ingest the PCBs, then fish eat the bugs. Birds, mink, and sometimes people eat the fish. The EPA says PCBs can cause cancer. When the agency banned them in 1979, a GE plant upstream of here in Pittsfield had already released them into the river. GE is on the hook for the cleanup and wants to dump the sediment in three toxic waste disposal sites close to the river, which the company says would be safe and cost-effective. Chris Windrum doesn't buy it. At least one proposed disposal site borders the river's edge.
I think it's sort of disingenuous on the part of GE to pull it out of the river and put it a couple hundred yards away.
The EPA has a different plan. The agency wants GE to dig up 990,000 cubic yards of river sediment containing PCBs and ship it to federally approved disposal sites, none of which are in New England. But Danny Reibel, an environmental engineer from Texas Tech University who researches the management of contaminated sediments, says PCBs can be safely disposed of next to a river, in part because, unlike some other toxins, they bind to organic matter and are less likely to move.
A properly designed landfill could manage these materials indefinitely.
Reibel explains a secure disposal site would be monitored and lined and covered with clay and plastic.
It would basically be a hole in the ground with these liners to control any movement of groundwater in or out. And then it would be covered with also low permeability materials so that you wouldn't have the problem of rain infiltration. The basic effort is to try to control water.
That's because if water flows, it can carry contaminants with it. The EPA has argued there are problems with the proposed sites, such as their proximity to the Housatonic watershed and drinking water supplies. The permeability of the soil is another issue, meaning if multiple liners fail, PCBs might leak into the groundwater. Both the EPA and GE declined to be interviewed for this story. One of GE's proposed sites is in a wooded area in the village of Housatonic, where locals hike.
Luna, stop, stop. Look, look, look.
Amy Haggerty and her dog, Luna, lead the way through a forest high above the Housatonic River. Haggerty says when her kids were young, they canoed here once.
We could see the fish, and it was fun, and of course nobody dared touch the water.
We get to a spot where the water below spreads wide. Known as Rising Pond, it's upstream from a dam. The EPA calls for digging up 71,000 cubic yards of PCB sediment here. Haggerty explains where GE wants to put it.
Right here, we are standing on it. All of this. This entire parcel of land is the proposed site, which will affect from here north, south, east, and west, in the air, in the earth, in the water.
GE disputes that and says compared to shipping the waste elsewhere, local disposal would save about $250 million. But Haggerty says property values in our close-knit community would plummet, and businesses would close if the PCBs were stored here.
GE doesn't want to spend the money to ship these toxins across the country to Texas, where they can be treated. Do not put it in our backyard. You want to save money? Save it someplace else. Do the right thing.
About a half mile from the proposed disposal site, Haggerty owns a cafe. It's a cozy place selling coffee, eggs, even peanut butter and kimchi sandwiches. Robbie Beyer stops by to pick up a decaf latte on the way to his recording studio. He wants GE to figure out how to treat the PCBs and make them harmless and not dump them anywhere.
It's stupid to ship the stuff to Texas so then some other community has to deal with the garbage. I don't know what the solution is, but obviously I don't want it here. I think it's unfair that they polluted this whole river and this whole community for so long and are now also want to dump it here. That really doesn't sound fair.
One of the EPA's arguments against local disposal is that fierce opposition will jeopardize the cleanup altogether, but GE argues that community acceptance of the disposal sites is not one of the criteria in the legal cleanup agreement. Danny Reibel, the environmental engineer from Texas Tech, says he can't comment on the viability of GE's proposed sites, but he believes a good landfill design can address risks, even floods. And he says local disposal would avoid possible shipping accidents if the PCBs were moved out of state.
I believe that it can be just as good to dispose of it locally than send it elsewhere. I think it provides potentially a just as safe a solution.
People in the Berkshires already have experience with PCB dumps. GE and the EPA previously cleaned up 2 miles of the Housatonic in Pittsfield. The company shipped some of the sediment to facilities in New York, Michigan, and Texas. But most of it ended up at the edge of a neighborhood right next to an elementary school. City Councilor Kevin Morandi lives there near 2 PCB dumps known as Building 71 and Hill 78.
You know, people have certainly died in the area of cancer, but can they link it to that? No, not really.
When Morandi first ran for office in 2008, Hill 78 was growing higher and higher as the cleanup in Pittsfield progressed. Covered with a bright blue tarp, it was a visible reminder to residents of potential risks.
They were really concerned, of course, with cancer and, you know, things that have been put out there about PCBs and that type of thing. So, and their children going to the school.
By 2009, the 2 sites were filled. People don't talk about them much today. Soil and grass now blanket Hill 78, and it kind of fades into the landscape. Even still, Morandi has a message for Berkshire communities downstream.
Don't allow it. Don't do what Pittsfield did and allow that to be put there.
Where to put the toxic waste will be hammered out in front of EPA judges in early June. If GE loses its appeal, the company can take the case to federal court. Some Berkshire residents say if GE is allowed to dispose of PCBs locally, they'd rather leave them in the Housatonic River. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.